At least 17 people are killed, many injured in Egypt clashes. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader says pro-Zionist policies led to Morsi's downfall. African Union suspends Egypt's membership. Iran's oil minister says Iran oil industry is unaffected despite U.S. sanctions. And bomb blasts kill at least 5 Iraqis, wound many in Iraqi capital Baghdad. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to the late edition of Iran and English News with me, Nimon Chitsos. According to Egyptian Health Ministry officials, at least 17 people have been killed and hundreds injured across Egypt during clashes between tens of thousands of opponents and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Violence broke out in several parts of the country as supporters of the deposed president held nationwide rallies demanding Morsi's reinstatement. At least 3 people were reportedly killed in the capital, Cairo, after security forces opened fire on pro-Morsi demonstrators who were marching toward the Club of the Republican Guard, where Morsi is being held. In a separate incident, at least 2 people were killed in clashes between supporters and opponents of Morsi in the southern city of Luxor. Another person was killed in Giza, located on the west bank of the Nile. Meanwhile, 20 others were wounded in clashes in the city of Damanhour, the capital of the Bahira Governorate. Supporters of Morsi have also stormed a local police station of Talbiya in Giza, southwest of Cairo. Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood's Supreme Leader Mohammed Badawi has called for an end to military rule in Egypt, saying protesters will stay in the streets in support of the ousted Morsi. Meanwhile, Morsi supporters poured into the streets on Friday, angry at the military's move to remove the president from office.
We came here believing in God, and I will tell you one thing, one sentence. We came from all over Egypt for one goal only, to return the democratically elected president to the palace.
With regards to the ex-president Morsi, his removal was a popular demand in the revolution of June 30th. The use of Tamarot and the use of Torah united to do that.
Meantime, Secretary of the African Union Peace and Security Council says the union has suspended Egypt's membership after the military ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Admor Kambudzi said Egypt was suspended from all its activities until it restores constitutional order. He said suspension is the African Union's usual response to any interruption of constitutional rule in a member state. The move comes 2 days after the army ousted Morsi. The North African country is now headed by its top judge, Adli Mansour, for an interim period. In the meantime, Morsi supporters continue their rallies calling for his reinstatement. They are staging a mass demonstration in Cairo's Nasser City. Rafah border crossing has been closed due to security reasons following deadly attacks on Egyptian soldiers in Sinai Peninsula. The remark was made by Hamas officials, saying the Egyptian side informed the group of shutting down Rafah crossing until further notice because of the unstable security situation in the peninsula of Sinai. It came after armed men fired RPGs at army stations guarding El Arish International Airport. The gunmen also attacked 6 more police stations, including a security checkpoint near the military intelligence station in the border town of Rafah on the same day, killing at least 1 Egyptian soldier and wounding 2 others. Some 800 Palestinian people normally leave for Egypt and beyond through the Rafah crossing, the only passageway leading to the rest of the world for most Gazans due to the illegal Zionist regime blockade. Tehran's substitute Friday prayers leader says the pro-Zionist policies adopted by the government of the ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi led to his downfall. Addressing worshippers, Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Ahmad Khatami criticized Morsi's administration for spoiling the results of Egyptians' enthusiastic participation in various elections following the 2011 revolution in the country. He said Egypt is the birthplace of Islamic awakening, but unfortunately, those who came out of this Islamic awakening acted so badly. The cleric said instead of calling for solidarity in the Muslim world, they backed Takfiri murderers, and even in the political arena, they treated the Zionist regime in such a way that contradicted their past slogans. He said the Egyptian ousted leaders approved of the Camp David Accord and tried to promote Iranophobia and Shiite phobia. The cleric further called on the Egyptians not to allow their country to become Zionist regime's backyard, as it was under the former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Iran's foreign minister says the country is willing to expand its relations with Zimbabwe, saying both countries can play an effective role on the international scene. In a meeting with Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, Ali Akbar Salehi urged both sides to capitalize on their mutual potentials in industrial, scientific, economic, trade, and technological areas. He also called for the implementation of joint projects, expressing hope that his visit to Zimbabwe will mark a new phase in reciprocal ties. Salehi added that Iran is ready to share with Zimbabwe its great wealth of experience in different areas. Mugabe, for his part, said his country was keen to strengthen ties with the Islamic Republic, expressing Harare's willingness to employ Iran's experience in different fields. He criticized the unfair relations and double standards in the world, as well as the imposition of illegal sanctions by hegemonic powers, and expressed support for Iran's right to develop and use peaceful nuclear technology. Iran's oil minister says development of the country's oil and gas industry is going on despite the escalation of illegal U.S. sanctions against Iran. Rostam Qasemi said, despite the sanctions, development of the Iranian petroleum industry continues more strongly. The minister added that Iran has become self-sufficient in manufacturing large parts of equipment needed in major gas and oil projects currently underway in the country. He said before the sanctions, our country used to import billions of dollars of gasoline every year. But today, several refineries have been inaugurated in the country and more refineries will be launched soon. At the beginning of 2012, the United States and the European Union imposed new sanctions on Iran's oil and financial sectors with the goal of preventing other countries from purchasing Iranian oil. The sanctions came into force in early summer 2012. A car bomb targeting a Shiite religious hall in North Baghdad on Friday killed 15 people and wounded 32. Security officials said the bomb went off in the predominantly Shiite neighborhood of Garyat. The attack was the latest of several targeting Shiite Muslims in recent days. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but militants linked to Al-Qaeda often target Iraq's majority Shiite population. Elsewhere, at least five Iraqis have lost their lives in a suicide car bomb that blew up in the capital city of Baghdad. Witnesses and police said the attack took place in the city of Samarra, north of Baghdad, as people gathered for Friday prayers. Among the dead were four children. Some 12 people were wounded in the attack.
There are innocent people who had gathered for prayer here. It's a criminal act. Regional countries are behind this act. And these countries are well known because who will benefit from targeting people who were carrying prayer mats in their hands and who had gathered to pray.
The Syrian army has continued its mop-up operation for the sixth day in the neighborhoods of old homes, including Al-Khaldiyah area. The army troops entered Al-Khaldiyah on Friday and recaptured several besieged neighborhoods and killed dozens of Takfiri militants in the latest series of attacks near western city of Homs. According to witnesses, the Syrian army has successfully disconnected the main connection routes among the foreign-backed militant groups in the city and has regained the control of some buildings previously captured by militants. Reports also indicated on Thursday the Syrian troops confiscated weapons and communication devices during their operations in the northern and southern countryside of the capital, Damascus. Meantime, the United Nations food agencies say Syria's food situation will worsen next year if the ongoing crisis in the country is not contained. UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program said there is a limited window of opportunity to ensure crisis-affected families do not lose vital sources of food and income. The report said 4 million Syrians are not able to feed themselves, adding crop and livestock production, food availability, and access to food have all taken an increasingly heavy toll. Meanwhile, Syria called on the International Committee of the Red Cross to dispatch humanitarian aid to the Syrians who are trapped by Takfiri groups in the western city of Homs. In a Thursday statement, the Syrian Foreign Ministry also asked the Red Cross to help safely evacuate the trapped citizens from the areas controlled by armed groups and Homs. Employees of the municipality of Athens, including municipal police, gathered outside government ministries in protest on Friday. The move comes as the Troika and ministers were discussing reducing the public sector workforce.
We went to bed as municipal employees and Vocomp laid off. This is the logic of the Troika and the government, the sudden death of workers. Just because they can't get the numbers right, they will drive families to poverty and workers to unemployment. What is clear is that there will be a war from here on in. We will not leave any employee unprotected. We don't want any municipal worker laid off.
According to Bahrain, has sentenced 29 people to 1 month in prison for trying to enter a heavily guarded area that was once the center of the Persian Gulf nation's anti-government protests. Defense lawyer Mohammed Al-Wasti said the group was convicted of trying to bypass security cordons last year to reach Pearl Square, the epicenter of protests in early 2011. Al-Wasti said the protesters plan to appeal Thursday's court ruling. The iconic Pearl Square structure was demolished on March 18, 2011, 2 days after Bahraini and Saudi forces cleared the square where anti-government protesters had camped for several weeks. The court decision comes as opposition groups are calling for stepped-up protests against the Ali Khalifa regime. Reports say at least 13 opposition leaders are held in prison for involvement in protests against the Bahraini regime. South America's leaders gathered on Thursday to rally behind Bolivian President Evo Morales, whose plane was diverted in Europe this week on suspicions that fugitive U.S. spy agency contractor Edward Snowden was aboard. The summit in Cochabamba, Bolivia, was aimed at expressing outrage over Morales' virtual kidnapping. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of RBIN and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.